The new year means a flurry of college football bowl games. And here in California, all eyes were on the 98th annual Rose Bowl Championship in Pasadena a few days ago.
The Oregon Ducks win the 98th Rose Bowl.
Go Ducks. Now, the Rose Bowl is always preceded by the Rose Bowl Parade, broadcast around the country. But this year's version had some unexpected participants. Occupy demonstrators had their own addition to the parade of flowery floats. It's a continuation of the social justice movement that began last September. Here in the Bay Area, as 2012 rolled around, Occupy Oakland protesters were taking up camp in Frankagawa Plaza, sort of. The city had issued a permit to demonstrators allowing them to erect a teepee on the plaza, which had to be taken down by 10 p.m. That didn't quite work out, so interim Oakland Police Chief Howard Jordan rescinded the permit. The sound of the Occupy movement, from Wall Street to the West Coast, has been captured in angry chants. But give a listen to protests of the past, and you'll find musicians making themselves heard in different ways.
Capitalist system.
How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned?
Some folks are born silver spoon in hand. Law don't they help themselves, dog.
Music has historically been born out of and inspired by radical movements. KALW's Martina Castro spoke with Latin jazz percussionist John Santos about the role of music in social protest and the Occupy movement.
Well, the role of the music, going back to, for example, the African roots, the role of the music has always been at the center of the community. And the music is how, in African tradition, the history and the identity of the clan and the identity of the families and of certain nations is an oral history, and it's done, and it's the musicians who preserve that, poets and musicians, and in dance as well. So that aspect of the music representing the sentiment of the people, whether that's social commentary, which has always been a big part of it, also documenting our existence and what we dealt with, the social conditions under which we lived at any point in time is documented with the music. So that aspect of the music being part of the movement has always been there. So we can look probably most clearly at the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s and see how much jazz was such an important voice in that. And we look at the great artists like John Coltrane and Max Roach and Abby Lincoln and people who dealt with it directly and dealt with the civil rights movement and knew that jazz was the voice and the part of this movement of freedom and of justice and of equality.
Whisper, listen, whisper, say we're free. Rumors flying must be lying. Can it really be? Can't conceive it, don't believe it, but that's what they say. Slave no longer, slave no longer, this is freedom day.
And a little bit after that, the movement, that Bob Dylan was a big part of, and Pete Seeger, and folk songs. And the songs, going back to the African tradition, are intended to call the presence of the ancestors into the room. And so certain forms like, there's a style of Afro-Cuban Congolese music called Palo, and the entire intent of it is to gather our spiritual strength and gather the strength of our ancestors, because it comes from a time when the thing that people had to deal with was slavery. So the entire focus was the abolition of slavery. And the dance and the rhythm is very aggressive. It's pounding on the floor. The feet are pounding on the floor. It's very aggressive. It's very passionate and it's strong. And it's done with sticks, these palos, these long sticks that are used like a weapon. And the dance is meant to just gather your physical strength and the strength of your ancestors, and to bring them into the room and to talk to your ancestors and directly and come with all of that rage. And that is what, you know, that's at the root of the Haitian Revolution and why Haiti was able to be the first sovereign state in the Americas, by gathering that type of strength and ousting the colonial oppressors and making a state. And that's something that we still have, that tradition. So when you to bring it up to date with the Occupy movement, it's a continuation of all of that. But yet, as a movement itself, it's brand new. So it hasn't, you know, had a chance. I'm sure that with time, there'll be some great songs. And I'm sure some great songs have already come out. I have to say, I did a gig with a wonderful composer and trumpet player named Eric Jacobson here in the Bay Area. And he pulls out a tune called Occupy. And he goes, yeah, you know, it just came to me. I was writing, and when he wrote this beautiful composition, it has no lyrics. It's just an instrumental jazz piece. But it's a powerful piece, and it reminds me of that tradition of jazz players writing jazz compositions that don't necessarily have lyrics, that are meant to just gather the strength again. And it's similar to this scenario that I just described. Song is a powerful tool for revolution, for change, for rallying people and gathering our strength, our ancestral and our physical strength. The songs are a big part of that. They're always going to be artists. There always have been artists in every field, you know, musicians and dancers, choreographers, sculptors, painters, who have always been and are going to continue to be inspired by the movement. And I know that I speak for a lot of artists in saying that it's super encouraging and exciting to see a movement and see people in the street finally in this country where, you know, we've been so defanged, you know, by the system, the failed system that is just on so many levels, economically and socially, has just abandoned the 99% of us. And finally, people of all walks of life and all ages and all colors are in the street. And, you know, we see it all over Europe, and we see it all over Africa. We see it in the Middle East. And finally, you see the beginning of that kind of movement now. And I'm very, you know, excited to see that. And I love to see that it's people of all ages, and people have different agendas, but people are in the street, and it needs to be known. It needs to be publicized, and it needs to be seen around the world. And I think it's a positive movement.